First of all, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Simmons is in second place. Still got a pit. How do you feel about that? Ethanol?
I feel real good. Now, no matter who wins today, it's a win for ethanol because everybody's running on it, and it shows that performance is not an issue, durability is not an issue, and it ought to be America's fuel. But, of course, we want to see the guy with the E logo actually stand up there in the winner's circle, so I'm feeling real good.
All right, cool. And let's talk a little bit about, again, just the involvement of ethanol in this race, how it's kind of a landmark race because it's all 100% ethanol fuel this time around.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is a world showcase. I mean, there's not a better place we could have to demonstrate what the attributes are of this fuel in terms of its performance for the everyday driver, if this is what it can do to the world's top drivers in the most pressing conditions.
Okay, and Don, let's talk to you. A few comments from you. How do you feel about Simmons being in second? Still got a pit, but it's a good position.
This is a great position. Just, again, underscores the fact that we're a clean, high-octane component. We have a high-performance fuel that provides lots of horsepower, and clearly, with all the Indy cars running on it, you can see that it's really a great performance fuel.
And the assistant secretary said, no matter what happens, you know, ethanol still wins. But what would it mean having, you know, at least a top five finish?
Well, ethanol won entering this race today, so I would agree. This is a great day for ethanol, but clearly a win would be wonderful, and we're looking for it.